This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, January 26th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau's Market Intel. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Well, the odds of a government shutdown appear to be increasing in the wake of another conflict in Minnesota over the weekend. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer says his party will not vote to fund the government if Department of Homeland Security funding is included in a spending bill. The government will go into partial shutdown if Congress doesn't pass federal funding legislation before this coming Saturday. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman stood by fellow Democrats today, said he backed their drive to strip out the $64 billion measure for the Department of Homeland Security from a broader government minibus funding package. That package needs to be passed again by the weekend to keep most of the government open, but Democrats want the DHS portion removed and revised in order to add more rules on oversight and restrictions on immigration enforcement. Some have also called for DHS Secretary Kristi Noem to resign or to be fired. In a statement, Fetterman said he opposed any efforts to defund immigration enforcement, but that he, quote, strongly disagreed with many of the strategies and practices in Minneapolis. The deadly and widespread winter storm paralyzing much of the American East with ice, snow, and cold is also taking a multi-billion dollar bite out of the U.S. economy. Economists and meteorologists are trying to get a handle on the disruption costs of the winter weather disasters, which aren't as easy to calculate as buildings destroyed by hurricanes, floods, and fires. Jacob Fuchs, a researcher, economist for Cooperative Institute for Research in the Atmosphere at Colorado State University, said researchers don't have consensus, but most estimates suggest severe weather events collectively can cut gross domestic product by 0.5% to 2% annually, which he called very substantial. With U.S. GDP at about $30 trillion annually, that would be between $150 and $600 billion. One private company puts a big price tag on the storm. AccuWeather suggests losses are between $105 and $115 billion. The market digested geopolitical whirlwinds this week ahead of an expected pause in interest rate cuts by the Fed. Last week, odds of the Fed holding steady on rates were priced at 97% on the CME. Some pundits expect the pause to last for a while as inflation remains above target and employment doesn't look as bad. President Donald Trump speaks at the Horizon Event Center in Clive, Iowa tomorrow. Reports suggest the president also tentatively set to tour an ethanol facility. Monty Shaw with the Renewable Fuels Association in Iowa says Trump's visit could be awkward timing. Legislation to allow year-round sales of E15 kicked out of a budget deal, and supporters were only left with a study council for biofuel issues. The National Corn Growers Association said farmers are disgusted, disappointed, and disillusioned over the action by congressional leaders. The White House Budget Office has finished a regulatory review of proposed Treasury Department rules for the Clean Fuel Production Credit, known as 45Z, that according to a government website. Completion of the Office of Management and Budget indicates the administration could publicly release rules for the tax credit at any time. The 45Z incentive, which is aimed at encouraging greater production of renewable fuels made from soybeans, grains, and other feedstocks, originated in the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act during former President Joe Biden's administration. Kurt Kevorek of the Clean Fuels Alliance says our progress is threatened by delays in policy decisions that should have been made by the preceding administration. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau's Market Intel. Commodity prices, input costs, trade, labor. Get deep insights from Farm Bureau economists on these issues and many others. Go to fb.org/marketintel. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.